Bridget Cook here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2376, recorded on Thursday the 21st of May, 2026. I am joined by James McGarry, and together we will bring you the local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about the history of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature looking at our chances of joining a new 100 Club. At the end of this week's news, you will be able to hear the latest edition of Just Talk. There's lots to listen to. Dursingham Village Sign is described. The quiz takes an easy approach, and Neil has marital dilemmas. You'll hear about Howard Carter, Leonard Bernstein and Tom Jones, the King of Wales. David Clayton gives Jim Bowen a bullseye break, and Gal Tia has trouble with a Frey Bentos pie tin. So there you have it. We hope that's tickled your fancy. Now, we will begin with our first batch of news stories. Taxis have been spotted taking away the last migrants from a local hotel. Excitement builds as the region is to get its first Lego store, and a fostering agency has been rated outstanding by Ofsted.
The last asylum seekers being housed at an hotel in the outskirts of Norwich have moved out, according to locals, with reports suggesting many have been relocated to a Norfolk town 20 miles away. Locals in Watton say some have since arrived in their town, where they have moved into houses of multiple occupation, HMOs. Jack White, who was voted in as a Reform County Councillor for Watton, said he was aware of the reports and was investigating. I can confirm that I have been liaising with members of the public by email and messages. I have also been out into the community to assess the reports firsthand, enabling direct feedback to colleagues at Norfolk County Council and Breckland.
Plans have been revealed for the opening of an interactive Lego store in Norwich. The Lego Group has chosen Chantry Place as the location for its 24th UK store, making it the company's first ever store in East Anglia. This 266 square metre shop will offer immersive hands-on experiences such as a pick a brick wall and a build a minifigure tower, blending retail with hands-on play to make shopping unforgettable. Shoppers will also be able to earn Lego Insiders points, redeemable for future discounts or exclusive member-only offers. Recruitment for store workers will begin later this summer. This has come after years of locals wanting to see a shop in the city, as the company's two closest stores are in Milton Keynes and Stratford.
Tickets have gone on sale for a beer festival ahead of its return home to an historic venue. The 47th Norwich Beer Festival will take place at the Halls over the October half-term holiday from Monday, October the 26th to Saturday, October the 31st. The event has been held elsewhere for the past 2 years while the Halls underwent a £7.8 million refurbishment. As usual, it will take over three areas of the halls. St Andrew's Hall will feature a wide selection of beers from across the UK, including vegan and gluten-free options, as well as a cider bar and the Curiosity Bar. Blackfriars Hall will offer a quieter setting for visitors, while the World Beer Bar will be housed in the marquee downstairs. It is not a ticket-only event, and entry can be paid for on the door, but attendees are urged to book in advance to guarantee entry and jump the queues. With this in mind, Norwich and District Camera has released tickets early this year. Craig Harmer, organiser of the Beer Festival, said, "With its popular return to the halls, we urge people to pre-book to guarantee entry. More details about the vendors and the merchandise will be announced soon."
ISP Fostering, which operates across the east of England, including Norwich, received the top rating in all areas following its most recent inspection in February. The agency was commended for its commitment to children's well-being and long-term care, providing stable homes where many children remain beyond age 18 through staying put arrangements. Jane Partridge, registered manager at ISP Fostering since 2018, said, "This Ofsted report is such a brilliant read and celebrates so many attributes of our agency." The report highlighted positive outcomes, including two young people going on to university, something only 13 to 15% of care-experienced young people achieve. At the time of the inspection, ISP had 49 fostering households caring for 47 children.